Welcome back, guys. We've been gone on a hiatus because Red Dead Redemption.
It's not our fault. Taking up a lot of our free time.
It's not our fault. That game is just so fucking grindy.
Yeah, I've been playing that way too much.
I be Barrett. He be James.
I be James.
You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Me, Barrett, Bless. So it'll be Barrett, Bless 646 for my Instagram, Twitter, Barrett _ Bless. That's it. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephen _ Walko. And you can also find me on Instagram at Walko just does it, but there's an _ in between every word. I'm just not going to say it because it takes way too long.
And because you hate yourself. A few things.
Dude, you got the steering wheel today because I didn't bring shit.
So just so we're clear, guys, I've been the only one that's been working here.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
I got a baby, man. That's draining.
All right, so then if I started, let's start it with the Cardi B and Offset thing.
Okay, because that's like pop culture, I guess.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, basically Cardi B has to pay Offset $50 million for their divorce agreement because she wasn't famous when she married him, but she got really famous after she married him, and they're saying it's because of his brand. Well,
do you know what's going back? Do you know what's going on now?
No.
So apparently, from what I heard, they've reconciled. But if Offset cheats on her again, he has to pay her $10 million.
Oh. Oh. So, I did not know about that.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because he wanted to get her back. Pussy must be good.
I mean, yeah. Like, if I cheat one more time, 10 mil. I don't have 10 mil to just blow.
10 mil is like 10 grand to them, though.
Is it, though?
It's like stupid money. I mean, it's all tied up in contracts and assets and, you know, like, you got to buy your own rights to your music and shit like that. But, like, they're rich.
Yeah, but, like, 10 mil to me is, like, it's still a lot of money for them. Because, like, they're rich, but they're not, like...
But, I mean, we're poor, so...
You're right.
$1 million is a lot of money. $1,000 is a lot of money to me. Fuck, if I found $100...
I wouldn't have lied.
I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm rich.
So many things to do with this $100. I don't know, man. It's just not... I get where you're coming from, but
I think it's all fake, to be honest. Because his album's about to drop.
Is it?
And I think it's all for show. And she like went on Instagram and was talking about like, oh, she said something about like, why would I do that to my daughter? But yeah. Like her baby's still like a potato. That baby has no idea what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's still too young. It's only a few months still, right?
Yeah, it's not one.
Like, what, four? It's like 6 months old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way. That baby doesn't have a clue what's going on.
My niece is about to be 1 month-year-old. No, today is the 16th today? Hold on. Is it the 16th today? No, okay. 3 more days should be 1 month.
Oh, have you seen her yet?
Nah.
You're a bad uncle.
I'm not.
You're a bad uncle.
I don't want to break it.
Babies are pretty resilient, dude, to be honest.
Just me personally, I don't want to hold it so I don't break it. So
her. You don't want to hold her.
Her.
Or him?
Well, her. What if she doesn't identify her? So what is...
Well, can we not play that game? I don't want to play. I'm not really here for the pronoun game.
I'm just saying, man, you know, I respect my sister's offspring's
I will call people.
Wishes.
This is how I look at it. Once someone is old enough to tell me what they would prefer to be called, I will call them by that. So if like a 5-year-old kid came up to me and was like, I no longer want to be known as like a her or him or Joey or Jill. I want to be I'm Thunderlord now. I'd be like, you got it, Thunderlord.
Thunderlord 3000.
Like, okay, cool. I'm with it. You want to be called her, you want to be called him, whatever, fine. Once they can articulate that, cool. Whatever.
Okay.
But when it's a baby, it's either a boy baby or it's a girl baby, because it's really just a potato. And that's just for identifying reasons. Like, that's it.
Do you feel better?
No. Next.
Shit, what was next on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like,
I told you were stealing the shit, buddy.
Nah, man. Like, I got the ideas. It just took me a couple seconds. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. Shit, dude. Totally forgot. We're monetized. That was the next subject.
Oh, shit. Well, round of applause for us.
It's thanks to these lovely people that are listening to us.
All 5 of them.
Bro, we're up to 21 plays on our first two. Our newest one is 12 plays. Like, we've slowly been growing. And, like, yeah, replays count, but I'm not replaying these episodes.
Neither am I.
So that's what I'm saying, man. There are people actually listening to us. That's why we got to keep the content going. And we apologize for being late. It's holiday seasons. He's a dad. I'm black. Shit happens. But that's another. Oh, so because we're monetized now, James, we gotta hop off and then hop back on because we gotta do the commercial.
We do ad breaks.
Gotcha. No, like I do the ad breaks. It's cool. Like it's really easy. So like I know how to do it.
Okay, so I mean, like, that would just be something to do halfway through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, just okay, play that in mind.
But what was the next thing you wanted to talk about?
Oh, fuck. Oh, next thing I wanted to talk about was, okay, so I don't know if you know this, but there's been a lot of issues going on within the merger of the rest of the Marvel characters, except Sony Spider-Man. So
what do you mean? No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So they've killed off, you know, they've killed off they killed off Luke Cage,
Daredevil,
and yeah, Iron Fist, even though they all have gone up in ratings.
Iron Fist sucked. It was not good.
Oh, I think.
It was my least favorite. So in comparison to the other ones, it sucked. It wasn't bad, like there's worse shows, but out of those shows, it was the worst.
I liked it, but I didn't like the ending of the second season. But I liked it.
Did I even watch the second season?
No, you did not.
So bad, I was like, fuck it. And the Defenders was not good either.
You're just a horrible person.
Nah, Luke Cage was great. I even like Jessica Jones. Cassie thinks it was boring, but I enjoyed Jessica Jones.
I did not watch Daredevil or Jessica Jones.
Daredevil was good until after Punisher.
But no.
Unless that was the last season.
That was the last season.
Was it? Oh, I don't know. It's been a while. They were all pretty good standalone shows, but the Defenders wasn't bad. It just all got really cheesy.
The Defenders,
but like it was too dark. The theme was too dark and gritty for how cheesy it was and how like cheesy some of the choreography was. So it really took you out of it.
Speaking of like dark and Avengers, gritty, hold on,
let me finish my thought.
Okay, I apologize.
Let me finish my thought. Like with the Avengers movies, like they're corny,
but they're fun. Like, it's supposed to be corny. You know what I mean? It's like almost like a comic book, but like live action.
Right.
And they get kind of dark. Like, it's getting dark now, and everything kind of goes with it. But like with the Netflix Marvel series, everything was themed really dark and gritty, but like it just felt like fake. I don't know, like a veneer.
I got you. I mean, it makes sense.
I'm being a critic.
Yeah, you are. You're just hardcore, but it's okay. It's okay.
What were you gonna say?
Speaking of dark and gritty, we're segueing off that segue. We're gonna get back onto the topic, I swear.
Have you ever actually been on a segue?
No, I've never. We're segueing to the segue to the topic of a segue. That's even. We're good. We're really good.
Damn, we're really good at this. We're really good at this podcast thing.
No, but the Titans TV show on DC Universe is really fucking good and gritty.
Am I going to watch it because you say it's good and then I'm going to hate it?
No. Like, you like the first season of Arrow, right?
Yeah.
I told you to watch it. It took you months, but you watched it and you liked it. That's how.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Arrow. I'm way behind on that and Flash.
Oh,
but I enjoyed them.
Well, Flash, don't even get me.
Flash kind of fell off. Wait,
don't get me started, because we're gonna go back to this topic. Trust me, I got a conversation that's been jogging my mind, and I want to get your hearsay on it. So
my hearsay.
Yeah. All right. So
it's heresy, I say.
Okay. Wait. God damn it. All right. So Titans is good. I think it's really gritty. You're gonna enjoy it. You might want to watch it. Trust me. Now we're going to go back to the topic of Marvel.
Where is Titan streaming?
On DC Universe. It's a streaming app, but I'm trying to get it low-key for free, so I'll let you know.
Okay. You can holler at me with that, then.
Yes. Unless DC wants to sponsor us, because I'm pro-Batman.
Right.
Bro, we would DC it up, though, would we not?
Yeah, I think I have like a little pop toy that's always in the background. And when I do the Not Your Man's podcast, it's like I think it's a Joker Batman crossover.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah. So I mean,
see. But yeah, okay, we're getting off topic again. So the thought is because they want to include those characters into newer things, and maybe they want to keep the personnel, because remember, Disney is buying everything. So therefore, and they're going to do their own streaming of Marvel things. So they want to cut off Netflix while, you know, because the ratings on all their shows were up. So the thought process is they cut out Netflix. Netflix keeps their seasons. They can't really continue. Like, oh, you can watch Daredevil season 3 on Netflix, but if you want to see Daredevil season 4, you have to be on the Disney stream.
No, I bet they reboot it.
That's what they're doing. The thought process is, what rumors are, is that they're going to put those, because they like who they picked as those characters, but they're going to put them in different shows or team-ups or movies and stuff like that. Because there's talks of wanting to move the guy that played Wilson Fisk, how good he was.
Yeah, he was a really good Kingpin.
And with Spider-Man, Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
That would be good. I'd be cool with that. I like Tom Holland, too.
Yeah.
I think they really nailed it this time. And the fact that we skipped Uncle Ben's death was a real plus.
Thank God.
It just, like, we know. Like, we know.
We got it.
Just smooth over that. I know it's important, but we know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Uncle Ben. He left, walk by, Ben.
Rip Uncle Ben. But
okay, so that's the thought process on that. They're starting, because of the merger and everything, they're going to start, like, they're thinking, like, because once X-Men's done, the Dark Phoenix is the last X-Men. They're probably going to recast everything. But Hugh Jackman, who played Wolverine, who now retired, only said he would come back if he can team up with the Avengers. So, that being said,
do you think Wolverine's going to be in Endgame?
No.
That would be sick.
Yeah, but no. I think Endgame was already pre-written 4 years ago for them to incorporate Wolverine.
Yeah, but they shoehorned Spider-Man into the Civil War movie.
They did, didn't they? Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
And it fit perfectly. Like, there was no issues.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. Damn.
They just reshot a couple things and bing, bang, boom.
I didn't even think of it like that.
Yo, if Wolverine is in the Endgame movie, I will be lit. That would be, I'd be like, woo! Even if the movie's trash.
Wolverine!
Hugh Jackman!
But no, bro, I want to see Endgame for the simple fact that Hawkeye is Ronin. And Ronin was like Hawkeye's crazy. Like, that was the other person that Hawkeye, Clinton Davis, became. So I'm like, I want to see how they portray Ronin.
I bet his whole family died, and that's why.
Ooh, that's dark. That's good. That's good. Dark.
Daughter's dead. Wife's dead. He got nothing to live for.
He out here serving niggas justice by death.
That's right.
He's like the Marvel's Batman.
What is it with you and Batman?
I love Batman.
He would not even be Marvel's Batman. There's somebody else.
With Moon Knight. Would be Hawkeye. Moon Knight.
Yeah, it'd definitely be Moon Knight. But Moon Knight's also psychotic.
Yeah, but technically,
he like hears voices and shit.
But technically, he would be the closest.
He would be the closest thing to Batman. That's true.
Okay. Sorry. All right. So speaking of Batman, the DC side of things. I don't know if you've heard this or know this or anything. But wait, no. Let's get back to this after our commercial. Let's do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do this. We'll be back right after the commercial, guys. Pay attention. And we're back.
Yay.
Yeah, James, we're back. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. So speaking of, all right, so I know you fell off on the Arrowverse.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't Green Arrow now be the closest thing to Batman?
On the Arrowverse, yes.
He's like a clone of Batman.
He's dark. It's so dark. He has a bastard child. With a woman that he doesn't remember.
Is his bastard child named Damian?
No, his bastard child's name is, I forget now. But he's gay. And he's a tech guy. So
wait, what?
Yeah, it's like the new season, they're doing future, what happens in the future, and he's an adult. I forget his name right now.
He's gay?
Yeah, he came out as he was with his boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, well, believe it or not, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Do you know how many LGBTQ, I hope I'm doing that correctly.
I think you might have missed a couple letters, but you tried.
Community are in, those are in the Arrowverse?
At least five. I know Felicity is bisexual.
The guy that played Oliver's sister's dad, John Barbelman or something like that. I think, you can't remember off the top of my head.
Wait, what? That Tommy's, whole sentence.
Tommy's whole dad.
Oh, okay. I was like, that whole sentence fucked me up.
Tommy's,
I was like, what?
Oliver's sister's dad.
Okay.
Tommy's dad. They had the same dad.
Yeah. I remember.
Okay. He's gay. Colton Hayes is gay. The guy that plays Roy Hopper.
I knew Colton Hayes was. Yeah. I thought you meant like in the show, like. Canonically. I'm not surprised about gay actors, dude.
Yeah, because they can hold emotions without Macho Man. So, like,
they're probably just less repressed.
Yeah.
So they can touch into their emotions and stuff better, you know. Whereas other people have grown up with more like, you know, like men don't cry, shit like that. So it's harder to tap into that energy.
Men don't cry.
Cry. I've definitely cried a few times.
So here's my question. So you see how the DC universe is going. You see how that is. You see how the Arrowverse is. Just their universes in whole.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to bring like the Arrowverse to movies?
No. Do you think the Arrowverse is better than the movie universe? Because now think
like,
about
with
it.
Like you're talking about like with Batfleck and shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I definitely think the Flash on the TV show is way better than the Flash.
No, and I'm not even saying compare. I'm just saying overall with production and everything. Yes. They don't have the same amount of money.
I would say the storytelling is probably better, but that's just typical of TV shows because you have more time to tell.
And you don't have to rush it.
Exactly.
Just the overall, like, they just keep expanding. They have DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Who's like that. Legends of Tomorrow was low-key kind of a flop.
No, not anymore. They've turned it around.
Did they? It was kind of floppy at first.
They started with Arrow. They went to The Flash. They went to DC Legends of Tomorrow. Now they got Supergirl. They have and what helped DC Legends is they moved the guy that was Constantine onto their main roster. Then they have Batwoman coming out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like they just keep spinning and spinning and spinning more shows. And I'm looking at it and like there's talks of them having like a superheroine team, like Supergirl and Batwoman's teaming up, like as its own show.
That'd be cool.
So
I'd be into that.
That's because it was like Superman and Batman team up.
Well, but I've always thought Supergirl was an interesting character.
Yeah, because she remembers.
Well, and she's always portrayed differently every time they do her in the comics or whatever. It's always a different like reiteration. And like a lot of people don't know that she's technically older than Clark or Kal-El or whatever.
Kal-El. Kalik. No, yeah, she is older. It's very
but she was
true.
Defrosted like later.
Years.
Yeah, so there was like a weird age discrepancy. I don't know. I know that, like, usually they kind of show her as kind of vapid, but I always thought it was interesting. Like, there's a lot of potential there.
You think so?
Yeah. Because you get to tap into, like, a whole nother background for, like, the lore of Kryptonite or Krypton and all that shit. Because she would know more about Krypton. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I get what you're saying. They can expand a lot more if they wanted to.
Yeah, because they could do, like, flashbacks and shit. Because she would actually have vivid memories of living on Krypton. I don't know. No. That was a weird tangent. I've always thought about that, though.
That's good. That's really good. You should actually call.
They could even segue into, like, a Krypton prequel.
They have. And it sucked. It's on Sci-Fi.
Did they? Oh, I didn't know that.
It was called Krypton.
Well, no, but, like, I'm talking about, like, the DC people could actually do that. Like,
oh.
A sci-fi original is not going to be. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to be top notch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then that could segue into like a Brainiac show or something. You know what I'm saying?
So just how good the Arrowverse is doing. Their newest crossover ended with introducing Batwoman. And she let them know that the guy that they were chasing was locked up in prison. And Owlman, who's one of the cellmates there, started repeating something. And it was the same quote that was used in Crisis of Infinite Earths. So
which quote?
About I don't remember the fucking quote. Hold on.
Well, you should if you're gonna bring it up.
Well, bitch, like let's be brutally honest. You don't know the quote.
No, because I haven't watched the show.
I haven't seen the TV show in forever. I mean, that comic in forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Oh, well, yeah, I don't remember that shit. Are you kidding me?
It's a quote from the comic.
Yeah, how am I supposed to? I'm not going to remember. I'm not that much of a comic book nerd.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, well, you know, you should know. And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you brought it up.
Oh, my God.
You can't just be like, that quote. I'm like, what?
Look, man, you should just know these things. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Crisis on Infinite Earth quote. Why can't they just write it? Hold on. Oh, James?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to turn it off. All right, so it goes. Oh, God damn it. No, that's not it.
This is a train wreck.
Yeah, you're asking so much for me.
How dare you be informed?
Right? Like, I don't...
Or uninformed. How dare you not be informed? I don't fucking know.
Worlds will live, worlds will die. It's like, worlds will live, worlds will die, and the universe will never be the same.
Okay.
And that's the quote. God damn it, I couldn't remember that. Shit.
So you think they're going to do that in the TV show?
Yeah, which is crazy how they're already beating the movies.
To the punch.
Like, they're doing it, and they're doing it better. They're
Well, yeah, because they have more time to actually fill out the story.
But I'm saying they're introducing the characters better. They introduced Batwoman better. It didn't feel rushed. They introduced, like, and they can't, and the funny thing is they can't pick the big name stars. They can't pick your Superman or your Batman. Or Arrow just started getting more famous because of the TV show, but you can't pick, you know, Green Lantern. You gotta work your way. Like that's why they have Hawk and Dove, and they have
it's like escalating.
Yeah, and they're getting people that we normally don't pay attention to or realize or like, and they're making them better.
Yeah, well. You know what's going to happen eventually is that this will segue into like more mainstream. Has to.
Yeah.
Eventually, like they're going to have to leave. They'll make appearances, but I think, like, when you were asking me which one do I think is better,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to answer that because Wonder Woman was a great movie.
Right, it was,
and Aquaman isn't out yet.
It's going to be great though.
And it's probably going to be good. So the problem is that it looks like the standalone films are really good. And I mean, hate it or love it, Suicide Squad was kind of fun.
I loved it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, plot-wise, it didn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, no.
But it was fun.
Plot-wise.
It was a fucking train wreck. But it was fun. And that's all part of that same universe. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like the movie universe is younger still.
You think so? Because this all started because of Smallville. The whole Arrowverse.
Is Smallville part of the same? Is part of the Arrowverse?
No, because after Smallville ended, they needed to plug that slot with another DC show. They went with Arrow. Mm-hmm. And they were reluctant to pick the same guy that portrayed Arrow because they wanted to go more darker and grittier. Hence why he's close to Batman. But I'm saying, like, that was, like, 7-8 years ago, and it's still... And they're still expanding.
It's still going pretty strong. You know what universe is the best universe?
What?
The Supernatural universe.
Still strong, buddy. This is the season.
Still going strong. This is season 12.
This is the season finale. Series finale.
They said that last season, too.
I know. Still strong. Still strong. Can't argue.
Supernatural's got the goat of lore.
Bro, I'm waiting for the new episodes.
When it first came out, there was like a companion like book thing, like lore book.
No.
Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, there was like online forums that was like an online lore book thing.
Huh.
Yeah, and it would have like lore. It would have like background lore about like different creatures and shit.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What the?
That's why there's so many like hardcore fans.
What the?
Because they don't do that shit anymore. But like when they did do that, it really like sold the universe. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Yeah. Shout out to them for knowing how to build a universe. They need to get those guys.
And just so you know, working on like the Avengers on season 14, homie.
Season 14. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, the first episode was in 2005, dog.
14 seasons of a live action show.
I mean,
that's crazy. And they met God in like season like Chuck. 11.
They met Chuck.
No, wait, season 11, wasn't that the Leviathans?
Yeah. They met Chuck.
That one ended. That was a really good season, except for the way it ended.
Crowley's dead. Their mom's back. And they
their mom's back. I forgot
and they
about
just
that.
Went back. They're bringing back John. They're bringing back Jeffrey Dean Morgan as John Winchester for the 300th episode.
Oh, shit.
They're bringing back John Winchester and Mary Winchester as the thing for Bobby Singer.
Is John Winchester gonna have a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire?
No, he's John. He's just an alcoholic, angry man.
Is that the same guy that played
same guy. Yep.
Negan?
Same guy. Ooh, fun fact, Negan is in the new Tekken game.
I know, I see
that. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, he's quite the villain.
But Hachi, bruh.
The what?
Hachi.
Who the fuck is
that? One of the villains in the game. The old guy with this bald and just had the three hairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm like, he can literally, like, super punch you. Jin can turn into a demon.
Baseball bat.
Jin can turn into a demon.
But baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. And a leather jacket.
Okay, that's okay. Same thing.
OP. Negan needs a nerf immediately.
Remove the jacket. Too OP.
Too much drip. Too much drip. Too much sauce.
How much sauce is that?
You gotta nerf his sauce. That's too much.
Bro.
He's got the scarf and shit.
Fun fact. They're also, Mortal Kombat's trying to keep up. So they're thinking about in Mortal Kombat 11, they're gonna put Spawn in it.
Does anybody outside of like competitive?
Does
play,
anybody
really,
anybody really play those games?
Does anybody really play like fighting games?
Yeah, one of my good friends loves the Injustice games.
Yeah, but that's an individual thing. I mean, I want to know numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people? You know, one guy. Okay, that's one guy.
I mean, like he says, the lobby's always full still to this day.
Yeah, but that's just because they could just have a good matchmaking system, you know?
No, because it doesn't matter how good your matchmaking system is if you have no players.
Well, then the only players on would play with each other. If there's anybody on, you'll always have somebody to matchmake with.
I've sat at Modern Warfare 2 last week in a lobby for 22 minutes.
Yeah, but Modern Warfare 2 didn't have good matchmaking even when it was
it
live.
It had great matchmaking. You watch a dirty whore fucking
love,
mouth.
You just love the game.
Shut the fuck up and watch your mouth.
Call of Duty matchmaking is usually garbage.
You're garbage. Don't at me.
That you know who's got shitty matchmaking? Destiny.
Yes.
Fucking toss you into losing games and shit. Love that.
I was playing
Gambit a couple weeks ago and I got put in as the match ended and it was the third round. And I was like, well,
I was like, I got tossed in the game and I walked outside and got stabbed and we were game over. Was, what the fuck just happened?
Yep. Cool. Cool.
I was like, this is what I like.
I'm so glad I bought Red Dead Redemption instead of the Destiny expansion.
Oh, yeah, apparently 95% of the players couldn't play in the beginning.
Yeah, I guess it's had a lot of issues. That is a big-ass beat.
So, did you also know that Games of Thrones has its final season coming out soon?
It's supposed to be like another year.
No, it's coming out in May?
It's coming out earlier than it was supposed to.
Hold on.
Remember they said it was going to take like 3 years?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bro, that's what they said.
No.
Are you just saying no because you don't want to believe it, or
April?
That's a big ass beat.
April 2019.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so I was like,
it's Westeros season.
I was like, wow. Hodge kids, Hodge wives, Westeros season, bitch.
It's Westeros season. They killing everybody.
But yeah. So I'm actually very hyped for that. Just to.
Me too, because it's supposed to be like a mega team up. It's the final battle.
It's supposed to be
all that shit. They got an ice dragon.
No. The enemy got an ice dragon.
Yeah, I meant they, like, is in the show.
I was like, this shit is getting crazier and crazier every time.
Yeah, you want to talk about escalating.
Like, everybody dying. No one's safe.
Everybody finna die.
Also, what are your thoughts on this? And hear me out.
Oh, boy. Let me buckle up.
Should let's say bodybuilders and strippers be compared to the same concept? Because they both show their body for money.
There's distinct motivational differences.
House, please elaborate for me, sir.
Okay, so generally speaking, let me set the scene.
Yes, set it.
Generally speaking, we'll say bodybuilders are people who just like to, they are in a pursuit for the perfect human form, and then they compete with each other on who's closer. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. So that's a competitive. So you compete for money first, and you know what I'm saying.
Because you cannot make money.
Yeah, and they go up there and they pose, but they're showing off their physique, and they work for that physique. You know what I'm saying? They have to exercise constantly. It's a lifestyle.
Well,
and then they have competitions with judges.
Is it safe to say strippers is not a lifestyle? They have to exercise to keep
their physique. Let me.
Okay. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I know. What I mean is, okay, so, and strippers can, I would even go as far to say that strippers and bodybuilders are both athletes.
Yes, because it is some amazing feats that they have to do.
Yeah, the core strength required to dance on a pole is insane. Some of those girls can crush your head like a fucking watermelon.
Facts.
But that being said, strippers dance for money. So they have to do innately provocative things, right? And so the source of the money is motivationally different.
Oh.
Okay. Bodybuilders compete for money. So they win competitions, they get money.
Right.
Strippers have to turn people. The more you turn someone on, the more money they get.
So they have to.
So it's a sexual motivation.
It's lust.
And it's an individual experience. They're going person to person. Whereas when you're a bodybuilder, you're competing in front of a crowd. And there's specific people judging whether or not you win.
Okay.
So you can't. Yes, they're the same as in you show off your body, but the income source, the motivation for the income source is different. It's a different thing.
So just
strippers are taking advantage of what's known as the divine feminine, the female allure.
Yeah.
Bodybuilders are, it's a competitive sport almost. It's a different thing. They're different things. They're not. You can't say that. That's potato potato, that's, man. It's
yeah,
not the same
it was
thing.
Like you're not comparing apples to apples right now. Yeah, like
nah, it's not the same thing.
I agree with you totally. It was just I wanted to get your intake on it because remember the cause what this transpired from, and I was going to get into.
Yeah,
but like I just wanted to really get just to see I'm not alone in my and my saying of it's. You can't compare those two because they're not.
Then it's not the
same
thing.
Yeah, like you got like I'm a car salesman. You can compare me to a picture salesman.
Yeah, like you're, because you're a salesman. Yes,
you can compare those two.
But like a bodybuilder is not necessarily a dancer. No.
Do they have to dance sometimes in their numbers? Yes. But not,
and like, I mean,
not in a provocative and there's not, there's, form.
And there's nothing to say that a bodybuilder couldn't be a stripper, or a stripper couldn't be a bodybuilder.
Exactly. I know a few.
But they're not the same thing.
Thank you.
That's like saying a yoga instructor and a guy who goes hiking are the same thing because they do athletic activities.
They are. They're both working out the core.
It's not the same thing.
They both work out the core.
Yeah, or like somebody who does yoga and somebody who does jiu-jitsu. Like, it's the same thing.
Actually, the yoga guy can beat the jiu-jitsu guy in the fight. He's more flexible.
I seriously doubt that.
Put a yoga instructor against any black belt, I promise you.
I got the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, 3-0.
Yoga instructor.
He's going to maul that yoga instructor. No, he's gonna fucking maul that yoga instructor. It's gonna happen.
I tell you what, guys, let us know what you think on Twitter. Yoga instructor, or
who do you got in a fight?
If you had to fight,
I was at the zoo today, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think I could take a jab.
But you cannot take a jaguar.
Hear me out. Only if the jaguar does not take me by surprise.
What the fuck? The
jaguar would definitely kill me. Because I'd probably I'd be fucked up. Like, it'd slice me up. But if I can get my arm around its neck, I could break its neck.
I fucking hate you, James. You cannot.
I mean, a jaguar is a big cat, but it's not like a tiger. I could not take a tiger.
You can't take a jaguar.
I could take a jaguar.
You can't take a jaguar. A bobcat.
I could definitely dislocate its neck.
A bobcat all day, every day.
I could definitely take a bobcat. Again, I would need some stitches afterwards. But I could take a bobcat. I'd fuck a bobcat up.
Oh my God.
Why, how far away do you think we are from coming full circle and coming back around to where, like, animal rights are to the point where, like, you can fight animals again?
Nowhere there. PETA will make
there
sure.
There used to be, like, hand-to-hand fights with, like, bears and shit back in the day.
Fisticuffs with the bear.
Why isn't there, like, an animal fighting league? I know it's, like, animal cruelty and shit, but I'm not surprised. Hey. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a thing.
You remember?
And I would probably want to see a dude fight like a bull.
Remember,
and by that I mean I'd want to see a dude get mauled by a bull.
Remember Dad on his cockfighting? You just eat the loser. It's
human. You just eat the loser. Facts.
Oh my God.
So fucked up.
You were like, because it's inhumane. He's like, ow, you're going to eat the loser.
That's dark. That's really, really dark. Oh my God. Remember did I ever tell you that I used to always, so there was a lot of Spanish people out where I lived, like in the area.
Really?
We used to find dead chickens in bags all the time.
Really?
Yep.
I know what that's from. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. It was always along the railroad tracks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds about right.
Oh, okay. I mean, you could give us like a nice explanation about what that means if you're knowledgeable. That'd be fun.
No, I'm gonna Google research it and I'll let you know.
Oh, okay, like to see if you're right.
Yeah. So I don't want to just throw out wild accusations.
I feel you.
And you know, I like to fact check, unlike our president. You know, speaking of our president, you know he threatened to shut down the government.
I seen that.
If he doesn't get his wall. I was like, Clements. Muggins.
He also doesn't know how to spell smoking.
Smocking.
Smocking gun.
Smocking gun. You smocking gun. Hashtag that's my president.
He's getting elected for another 4 years.
How?
If he doesn't get impeached, he's getting elected for another four.
How?
I don't know how. That's just my gut feeling.
No, James, no.
I'd be willing to bet money on it.
How?
If he doesn't get impeached, he's getting voted in again.
You know, his the guy that was his lawyer just went to jail because he was like, yeah, plead guilty. Yeah, no, no, just take me away. I knew I was going to get fucked.
Yeah, what was his name? Cohen? Yeah. He about to cop a big plea deal.
And then the other guy, I forget his name, but he said he was hoaxed under the FBI because they never told him he shouldn't have lied to the FBI. Nobody said he can't lie. And I was like, really? That's what we're gonna go with? Oh, guys, I didn't know I couldn't lie to the FBI. My fault. Like, my man's. It's the FBI. Like, we're not supposed to lie to cops.
Wait, I'm confused. He didn't know he wasn't supposed to lie to the FBI? Yep.
Yes. You heard correctly.
I mean, like, I'm not going to volunteer any information. But I would try not to actively lie.
You're right.
Like, if they don't ask, don't tell. But they can make you disappear. Hello?
No. Sorry. No. You're right.
Oh.
I was looking up his name. It's Flynn.
Oh, Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn. He said he did not know he could not lie to the FBI.
These guys are a bunch of... It's a fucking secret.
I'm like... Matt, I was like, bro, I'm gonna try that. Barrett, did you know you were speeding? I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I don't know what's going on across the street from me, but I think these guys are fighting.
You're black or you're white neighbors?
It's a white girl, and then I think a black dude.
The left or the right house?
The one directly across the street.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, no, I guess she got in the car with him.
She what?
I don't all I know. She had a fat ass.
James!
I'm just observing the truth.
The truth will set you free. You know what? This slept on Sunday, I'm voting Absol. He has had too many great albums to be slept on as much as he is.
I mean, that's fact.
Like, Absol is a fucking amazing... To me, he is the better writer than Kendrick. And he is slept on.
I mean, Kendrick just kind of is like, he's definitely lost a step. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be. Like, I'm listening to Good Kid, M.A.A.d City, and like his wordplay and how he's building off of rhyme schemes is so much better. Like, compared to Damn.
Now she's okay. Yeah, there's something definitely going on here.
Stop people watching.
It's in my front yard.
You're that neighbor.
Nah, he's about to run this bitch.
No, he's not.
Why does crazy shit always happen while we're doing the podcast?
Because it's not our fault, man.
Oh my god.
You're about to witness a murder.
Bro, she's really holding on to the car and running down the street. Bro, she's holding onto the door handle and just running with the car.
Yo.
Oh my god. These people is bugging.
Yo, speaking of, you know Migos claims they're the biggest group in the world?
Like, currently?
Hold on.
Or like ever?
Migos insist they're the biggest group in the world to ever exist.
Nah, they're bugging. Come on now. G-Unit, Dipset, the fucking Beatles.
I never liked the Beatles.
But have you ever seen the videos of the girls?
The bitches lining up for them?
Their fucking minds. What about One Direction?
Bro, what about NSYNC?
Nah, they're bugging.
Backstreet Boys?
Come on now.
You don't have that line of success.
If you said, like, the biggest hip-hop group currently.
I'd be like, yeah,
sure.
I don't really know anybody right now. Like, I like TDE.
Exactly. Who else?
But, like, they're not really together.
That's not really, like, that's not like a group like that. Nah. That's like a label.
Yeah, Slaughterhouse. No, I like Black Hippie, sorry. But they're not really. together.
I mean, you could say like who else you got, the zombie dudes? What are they? What is their names? I forget.
Exactly.
Fuck. They make some good music though. I just can't remember.
Gorilla. Name. I mean, they're a group.
That's not hip hop, really, though. So it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say that, but not like ever. Nah, they're tripping.
So Justin Bieber had his own group at one time because the way the bitches lined up for him, he was a group.
He didn't have a group. No, solo. That was a solo.
I know, act. But I'm just saying, just the way all those bitches lined up for him, it was like he was a group in his own.
I mean, if you want to talk about like music groups and like who's the biggest, like you got to talk about like rock bands. You know what I'm saying?
Metallica.
Yeah, like fucking AC/DC, Aerosmith, AC/DC. Like, come on. Come on. Rolling Stones.
Bro, like, Avenged Sevenfold. Like,
nah, you're a bug.
It's way too many.
The Migos is out of their goddamn mind.
It's all that weed they're smoking from Cardi B shit.
All the fucking Xannies and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck on that bitch.
Work.
Hop on that whip.
Whip. Mama.
A mama. Yeah. No, there's no way.
I was like, whoa. I just couldn't believe that one. I was like,
Yeah, no, there's no way they're the biggest group out in the world. Ever. Like, ever? To say ever. No.
That's what I was saying. But you know, who am I?
Yeah.
Just a black guy living in a white man's dream.
That's what happens when people get too famous. They get big.
So heads. Fun fact, you know the CEO of Google? I forget his name.
I don't know off the
top. No, I got you. Well, before I get his name, the CEO of Google went in front of Congress to explain something. His name is Sundar Pichai, and he's been the CEO of Google since October 2nd, 2015. And he had to go to in front of the House. Well, he had to go in front of basically a bunch of people in Washington and explain why, if you Google idiot, a picture of Donald Trump pops up.
Well, I imagine that's because his name has been used in, like, in conjunction with that word online frequently. So it's probably just populated.
Exactly. He had explained the new AI tools, the backbone of such innovations in driverless cars and disease detecting algorithms, require companies to set ethical guardrails and think through how the technology can be abused. I think the tech has to realize it just can't build it and then fix it, Peachy said. I think that doesn't work. So he was basically explaining to them how the algorithms, like how much idiot and Trump popped up and the same syntax of Google. When somebody just wrote idiot, it's popping out now.
Yeah, because it's just known. There's a known connection.
There's a known conjunction now.
What does that say to you about the popular opinion of Trump?
Hey, man. That shit blew my mind when I seen that. I was like, whoa. Oh, the three series thing this year was called Elsewhere World. That's what it was called. Sorry. For the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on Avengers 4 Endgame? The trailer. Felt like it wasn't a trailer. It was more like a teaser. Because it was really nothing.
Yeah, it was definitely a teaser trailer.
Like, there was nothing I could...
I mean, you can go on YouTube and there's, like, you'll find, like, breakdown videos and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, here, you see this. I mean, just the...
I don't know what the fuck happened. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What happened?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, okay. What was the last thing you said?
No, you were talking about...
Yeah, I was saying, I think that it looks dark, but they put Ant-Man in at the end to be like, hey, we're still Marvel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still going to be... Like, there'll be lighthearted moments, but I think the overall theme of the movie is going to be pretty dark.
Because they lost. They've never lost like this.
But I just think that, like, I think there's going to be a part two. Like, it's going to be Endgame part two.
No, I would fucking hate that so much.
I just feel it. Because there's way too much shit that's got to happen.
Like, I wouldn't want to kick a baby, I swear to fucking God. This is it. We're done.
What do you think is going to happen to the MCU after this?
All I know is Chris Evans needs to stop being a little bitch and retake the mantle as Captain America. Because I don't see anybody else being Captain America but Chris Evans.
It's true. They really did. They really went all out with the casting for all the characters.
Like, I loved him so much as Captain America that, like, he's like, I'm tired. I'm like, no, like, I don't understand why people get mad, like, get tired of a role. Like, if this is what you're known for, so what? You made billions off of it before.
No, but, like, I think he means, like, he's, like, physically exhausted.
Hugh Jackman did it for 19 years. Buckle up, cowboy.
He retired, too, because he was like, holy shit.
Hugh Jackman did a lot more movies.
All the time.
Hugh Jackman did all the X-Men's. He did his trilogy. He popped up in a couple of prequels.
Yeah, he's old, though. He's a lot older.
Look, man. Chris Evans just needs to stop being a bitch.
I agree, man. I think Robert Downey Jr. is always going to be Tony Stark now.
Yeah, nobody else can be Tony.
Nope.
RDJ owns that shit. No, like, I'm sorry. I was just angry.
Like, you just got mad quiet on me again.
I'm so mad about that. Like, don't kill off Chris Evans. Are they going to keep doing...
So this is it, right? This is supposed to be...
Some people are dying.
No more Avengers movies.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know. Like, what else are they going to do?
Because they're going to. Avengers is just the title of a group of superheroes. They don't need Captain America or Iron Man. They ran before without them. They're going to run some more.
So they're just going to, like.
There's always a dignified leader, which I think Captain Marvel's going to be.
Ew.
You don't want her as a leader?
I don't mind her as a character. I don't know. I'll have to see the movie first.
You don't want a female leader?
No, I think Black Widow should lead.
Ew.
It would make more sense. She's more the, like, if they brought on new people, she'd be like a veteran.
She's the OG triple OG triple triple.
Yeah, or like put Falcon in charge. That'd be funny.
Ew.
Because Falcon might take over the Captain America mantle.
Or Bucky could. Yeah. I just want Chris Evans to stay Captain America.
He might still, like, show up. Like, he might do cameos and shit. But, like...
Like...
Cap will become, like a pacifist or some shit.
Bro, like... It was still the craziest fucking...
You cut out. Hello?
His fucking fight scene with him And Tony Stark in the Winter Soldier.
No, you know what the best of Captain America fight scene was, in my opinion?
What?
That elevator scene.
Oh.
Bro, you ever been locked in a room with a tiger? Because that would be what it was like. Hello? Hello? Rito.
Yo.
What happened?
My mom, she was calling me.
Jesus.
So I ignored it the first time. So she's like, oh, I'll just call again. And I'm like, why?
But yeah, that elevator fight scene was one of the best Captain America fight scenes ever.
Yeah, hands down.
Of all time. It's like being locked in a room with a tiger.
And the tiger knows you're coming for him. Yeah, he's just waiting for you to pounce.
What size animal do you think you could take in a fight if it was life or death?
Like, the biggest size?
Yeah, like, what's the, like, what's the craziest animal you think you could take in a fight? Unarmed. Just hand-to-hand combat with a wild animal.
That means I'll have to snap its fucking neck.
A what?
That means I'll have to snap its neck.
I mean, that's the easiest way. You're not really going to be punch a lot of things today. It's like a bird. Punch it out of the sky.
Fuck you, bird.
It dives at you, just fucking catch it with a haymaker.
Down right hook. Yeah, bitch. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's start small. Do you think you could take a dog?
Yeah, hands down.
Okay, like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Like Scruples.
Size. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty big. So, do you think you could take a bobcat?
Yes.
A bobcat would be a little smaller than Scruples, probably.
I know. Right. I could take Scruples. Fuck that dog up.
Think you could take a raccoon?
Hell yeah.
How many raccoons do you think you could take?
Okay, at the same time, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like 5 or 6 because they're going to be scared.
I'm right about there. I think I could definitely like soccer kick
a couple. Raccoon, yeah,
out like, of a fight.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like boom, boom, and then like just ready for the other ones. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think like 5 or 6 I could take.
You like, think you could take a ram?
See, that's tough.
I think a ram might fuck you. Like might fuck like. If a ram catches you like full speed in the hip,
you're done.
Like, you're not walking.
Yeah. And like, I would have to let him kind of ram me.
And they're sturdy too. Like, them. They got strong necks and shit.
Exactly.
Like a mountain ram. I think a ram could fuck me up.
I think a ram could.
See, that makes me rethink the jaguar thing.
I told you, you couldn't take a jaguar.
Just punch through its rib cage.
Oh my god. Alright, yo, that's it. Let's wrap it up. We're done. We're signing off. Should I upload it today or tomorrow?
Yeah, upload it today, fuck it.
Yeah, why not? Upload it later on today. holla back. We'll be back again. Right. Whenever James stops disappearing on me like a little biatch.